I'm standing at an elevated position here looking onto the Cleveland Public Square, where there's hundreds of people gathered for about any cause you can think of. I see a sign reading Hillary for prison, another saying let me pray with you, another saying Trump loves hate but love Trump's hate. And right now, as the sun sets, the scene is mostly just people mingling, but with a very heavy police presence. And this is how the demonstrations have mostly gone this week in Cleveland, says someone who should know. Jerry Boyle is an attorney from Chicago who watches these types of demonstrations with the National Lawyers Guild in case someone gets arrested and needs representation.
We are observers. We are not protesters. We don't wear buttons. We don't carry signs. We don't engage in chants.
The square is full of protesters and tons of police officers on horseback, on bikes, and just walking around in groups. Boyle talks to me just before his observation shift starts. You'll see him and others with the National Lawyers Guild wearing bright neon yellow green shirts and hats around the demonstrators.
We don't spend much time looking at our clients. We're really here to look at the police and see how they behave, see how they respond, see what kind of tactics and weapons they're deploying.
Boyle's done this for a while now. In Chicago, he remembers the NATO protests from a few years ago and when 800 people were detained for protesting the war in Iraq in 2003.
I do it because as a younger man, I engaged in protests, and activism is something that interested me. And then when I got out of law school, I realized that I'm actually more useful serving the activists as opposed to being one.
Boyle says what makes watching protests in Cleveland different from others that he's seen over the years is Ohio's open carry laws that let people walk around with rifles. He calls them counter-protesters.
It definitely puts other people on edge. My judgment is that unless somebody panics for some reason, they're unlikely to be firing those rifles. They're really just showing off.
Boyle thinks those who carry the guns on the street are just trying to show some force, kind of like what the police do when they line up or wear heavy equipment. He thinks the guns deterred out-of-town protesters from coming to Cleveland in the first place, which is why he hasn't seen any mass arrests or really big scrums with police.
There hasn't been a police riot. There hasn't been a mass arrest. Yet. I'm crossing my fingers. Knocking on wood. Making a sign of the cross.
Shortly after our interview ended, I saw a herd of photographers and people from the square go running down a side street. One block over, there was something going on. By the time I got there, I saw a woman being arrested, several police officers surrounding her, along with photographers, reporters, and people in bright neon yellow-green shirts, all watching the action. I'm Tony Arnold.